in fighting a big company. Come back tomorrow. We'll see what's going on. Great stories, right? Maybe you don't need a lawyer now, but someday, you never know, you'll learn something here. Len Tillum, KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. I'll see you tomorrow.
From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky. Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, and Alex Rodriguez have all been linked to performance-enhancing drugs, but until today, a big-name slugger has never been punished for it. Now Major League Baseball has suspended Manny Ramirez. He flunked a drug test, and ABC's Ann Compton, even the White House, is talking about it.
Now, for once, Aaron, the White House press secretary, who loves to use baseball analogies, was left nearly speechless at the news of the Los Angeles Dodgers star's 50-game suspension.
It's a tragedy. It's a shame. My sense is it's a great embarrassment on Major League Baseball.
Robert Gibbs shook his head and wondered why the big league violations seem to happen over and over again, Aaron.
ABC's Ann Compton with us live from the White House. Now, Ramirez said he did not take steroids, but he was prescribed something that contained a banned substance. ESPN reports it was HCG, a women's fertility drug commonly used after a cycle of steroids. An hour from now, the government releases the results of its stress tests on the nation's biggest banks. The Treasury Secretary says none is at risk of insolvency. Some will need additional cash, although ABC's George Stephanopoulos tells us it's unlikely to come from you.
They believe right now that the government is not going to have to come back to the taxpayers and say, we need more money to bail out the banks. The amount of money the government already has should be enough.
And on Wall Street, the Dow lost about 100 points today. It's expected to get windier in Southern California this evening, and that's complicating the job of firefighters trying to contain a wildfire near Santa Barbara. ABC's Alex Stone.
Aaron, in front of me here, a home completely gone, burned down to its foundation. It's very spotty in these neighborhoods. Some homes are destroyed, while next-door neighbors are perfectly fine. Firefighters are using this time now when the winds are calm to attack the flames. You can hear the helicopters above me. That attack will come to an end if the winds kick back up again this afternoon as expected. Aaron.
You're listening to ABC News.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
We're stepping up our style with great gifts for mom. Shop the JCPenney Mother's Day sale. Get 25 to 50% off collections from Liz & Co., Levi's, Nicole by Nicole Miller, and more. Dresses start at $24.99. Get a tenth of a carat diamond pendant or ring for just $48.99. Plus, doorbusters, Friday 3 p.m. to close, and Saturday 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go to jcp.com to find everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends May 10th.
Wesleyan University in Connecticut says a man wanted in the shooting death of a student made threats against other Wesleyan students and Jews. That's why police told both of those communities to be alert while Stephen Morgan is on the lam. Pope Benedict is getting set for his trip to the Holy Land. He'll travel to Jordan and then Israel for meetings with prominent religious leaders. He also plans to visit the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial at a time critics say the Pope has done too little to renounce the Vatican's role in Nazi atrocities. An academic program is trying to plant the seeds of peace in Israel's education system, where Israelis and Palestinians have studied separately for decades.
On this playground, children are free of the tensions that divide Jews and Arabs.
I like to study with them. We like brothers.
11-year-old Abed, a Muslim, is talking about his Jewish friends. He's in one of the only academic programs where Palestinians and Israeli kids study together from the 3rd to the 12th grade.
I do hope we build even a small stone on the way to peace and to coexistence.
Dr. Shula Rakanti says her program, College for All, is laying the seeds of mutual understanding and respect for future generations. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Police in Dayton, Ohio, had no trouble finding their shoplifting suspect. They say Stanley Wright filled out a job application with his name and address before he left the store. This is ABC News.
Mom knew I needed calcium from day one. Turns out Mom was right. Because today, 80% of us don't get enough calcium from our food. And when we don't, our bodies can steal it from our bones. Caltrate, with advanced levels of vitamin D to help optimize calcium absorption, can help replenish the calcium we need. Which is why now I'm not just telling you, I'm telling my daughters, my sisters, my best friend's sisters, my aunts. Give yourself and the people you love TLC. Tender Loving Caltrate. Use as directed.
I'm Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. Bay Area firefighters from as many as seven agencies and departments are in Santa Barbara County this afternoon. They'll be on the lines to help fight the Jesusita fire, which has destroyed dozens of homes, forced the evacuation of thousands of people, and so far burned at least 1,300 acres. Eight firefighters have also been injured by this blaze. L.A. Dodgers star Manny Ramirez will spend the next 50 games on the sidelines. He was suspended today by Major League Baseball for allegedly using human growth hormone. Let's check your traffic now. Here's KGO's Terry Rouse.
In Oakland, southbound 880 before High Street is a three-car crash. In the left lane, you're backed up to 16th Avenue. There's a second accident on the shoulder past 66. Pittsburgh, eastbound 4 before Railroad Avenue. Solo crash into the wall. The right lane may be blocked. 1-800-FLOWERS on how to spot a mom. A BlackBerry in one hand and a sippy cup in the other. She's an on-the-go mom. Celebrate all the moms in your life this Mother's Day with 30 gifts under 30 bucks at 1-800-FLOWERS.com. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Terry. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Mostly sunny this afternoon with mild temperatures, highs in the mid-60s at the ocean, 70 to 75 around the bay. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Now it's really getting crazy out here and with all this swine flu stuff, because there's a piece today about the great zombie swine flu hoax. I can't even say it. Had a Twitterati briefly in an uproar. I refuse to believe it. This is a very serious article about the potential for contemporary social media to create instant panic. You know, in the past, it took panic a few hours, a few days to pass across America. Now it can be instant. And I tracked this thing down, and there is a fake BBC report with all the graphics about, instead of H1N1, it's H1Z1, and this bug creates zombies. It can actually, you know, the flu, the bug gets into dead people, and they are resurrected, etc. And I mean, the media is treating this like, you know, all these tweets really have people believing it. And I can't believe that. I think it's a joke from the beginning and everybody kind of got it. I can't imagine there's anybody alive, but this particular report is trying to tell us that this has got out of hand for a day or two. People believe it and it's kind of slowed down. The CDC is talking here about they're getting 8 million visitors to their website a day. Apparently over 80,000 subscribers to Twitter who are dealing with all this, and how, you know, government's trying to keep up. And, you know, we now have a government that's embracing electronic media as in the past. And this is maybe a changing thing. And it was it actually, in terms of tracking popularity of tweets, this zombie story was out there. And I guess if I got something like this, would I forward it? I don't know. Wasn't that clever or that funny? Once again, I just don't think. And some of the Twitter people are saying, no, people forwarded this because they thought it was funny, not because they believed it. And there seems to be some lack of clarity over that. And then following that, it was about zombies. Don't worry, Heather. You don't have to worry about it. The zombies got bit, you know, the virus gets into a dead body and then it resurrects the person as a zombie. Yeah, complete with the picture, by the way. Anyway, then you have from an official at the CDC that the U.S. public is at risk from complacency over flu. We're coming out of a panic. Everybody is saying, okay, it was a panic, calm down. And now they're worried about complacency. Quote, the U.S. public could become more vulnerable to a flu pandemic if complacency about the need for heightened vigilance sets in. These concerns would escalate if H1N1, that's killed two people in the United States and made a few hundred other sick, mutates. Well, of course, if it mutates, hey, tell me when it does. It says, in the United States, fear about flu appears to have subsided. Isn't that good? The risk of complacency? Now that we're, you know, we're creating panic over complacency and panic over panic, and you can't win. You can't win. No wonder we're all so neurotic. Then you have World Health Organization weighing in that you shouldn't drink pig juice, you know? That juices from infected pigs and meat from infected pigs shouldn't be used for human consumption. Well, I don't know that we found this in pigs yet, have we? The last time I looked, we haven't seen it. We haven't, you know, we call it the swine flu, but we haven't found it in swine. And the world is talking about all different countries coming up with import bans to safeguard public health, et cetera. But this is not a foodborne illness and hasn't been identified in dead animal tissue. And World Health Organization comments are totally antithetical to Food and Agriculture Organization, World Organization for Animal Health, et cetera. World Health Organization says it's possible for a flu virus to survive the freezing process and be present in thawed meat as well as blood. Meat, you're going to love this. Meat from sick pigs or pigs found dead should not be processed or used for human consumption. Now, to my knowledge, I need someone in agriculture to weigh in here. I assume it's the same as with cows. You find a dead cow, you don't serve it to your friends. It's illegal. And I didn't think if you find a dead pig, you process it for human consumption. This whole thing's going to create a lot of vegetarians in the world, which isn't a bad thing overall. While it's possible for influenza virus to survive freezing process and be present on thawed meat, there is no data available on survival of H1N1. I mean, everything is possible. Now, any data on infectious doses, and it goes on and on. They warn to be cautious about pig blood and pig meat juices from infected pigs. Now, what the hell's a warning like that about? Yeah, let's go out, honey. I want to drink some blood from an H1N1 infected pig. Where do you come across that? Anyway, this is the nonsense that's running around, and that's true. I mean, unlike zombies. And now, to have a lot of fun with you, there's another strain of flu out there, an H3N2 virus. It's now made a shift and is complicating the flu picture in Mexico. It's a second strain of influenza, one of the seasonal strains. Remember, that's the seasonal strain is worth remembering, worth fearing, at 35,000 deaths a year. And the vaccine this year, I think, has an H3N2 in it, but it's going to complicate it because you won't know from your symptoms whether indeed you have it or not. Well, here we go. New England Journal of Medicine, a piece, and you see a lot of this in the major medical journals. What's a doctor to do with people who don't want to get vaccinated? I'm not talking flu. We're talking about parents who may be watching too much TV. And it says here, parents who are hesitant about having their children vaccinated, if they don't throw the television out, may want to listen to the healthcare providers. Doctors can play a critical role. Vaccine refusal is a growing phenomenon. I wonder why. As indicated by the proportion of children exempted from immunization requirements for non-medical reasons. This has come from Emory University in Atlanta. Between 91 and 2004, exemption rates rose 2.5 times in states that allow exemptions for philosophical reasons. I want an exemption from stop signs for philosophical reasons. What do you think about speed limits? Exempt me for my personal beliefs. Well, they talk into the vulnerability of the children, etc. And here is an interesting point. First of all, I'll give you the less interesting point first. Parents who reported that decisions were influenced by their child's health care provider were twice as likely to consider vaccines as safe. Compared to parents who said their decisions were not influenced by their provider, but were influenced by washed-up television stars. Now, here is the interesting part. 40% of pediatricians said they would not provide care to families that refused all vaccines. My question to you is, do I as a physician have a right to do that? I mean, it'd be frustrating if I didn't, right? American Academy of Pediatrics is against that approach. Instead, they recommend that a pediatrician share honestly what is and is not known about vaccines. Well, I assume the pediatricians would do that first. But suppose you do your sharing and people still refuse. And you kind of feel like a physician, why are you coming to me? You don't trust what I'm telling you. You don't trust science. You watch too much television. And I'm supposed to take care of you. But how can I take care of you? And yet I'm obligated to take care of you in some ways. I can get rid of you as a patient. That is entirely and completely up to me and legal. And it ought to be. If all else fails, doctors are advised to respect continued refusal unless there is risk of an epidemic. And then what are we supposed to do? And then state agencies should get involved to override parental discretion on the basis of medical neglect. So there is fallback here. So those of you not vaccinating your kids and there's an outbreak, you could get yourself in trouble. But you can imagine prosecuting tens of thousands and thousands of parents who refuse to vaccinate their kids based on medical neglect. I think it'd be interesting. And I think it would be appropriate. It's the same thing if your child had leukemia and you didn't get your kid treated. Disease that we can cure mostly. Is it not the same thing, especially if there's an outbreak? All right. Do you remember, let's go back, I hate to go back in history here, to the Super Bowl and the wardrobe malfunction and how I commented on the Monday morning after all the hullabaloo, like, wait a second. The wardrobe malfunction, the glimpse, the short glimpse of the human breast caused the world to get unglued while an erectile dysfunction ad touted the the disadvantages of that four-hour erection as a side effect of the pill. And I didn't get that, why one was upsetting. Well, here comes a bill. A representative in Virginia wants to make it illegal to have those erectile dysfunction ads. He says a lot of his colleagues are upset by it, and they don't want a 3- or 4-year-old grandkid asking them what erectile dysfunction is all about. I can't imagine a child would pick up on what those ads were about, but maybe he's got a precocious grandchild. H.R. 2175 is a bill introduced last month would prohibit any erectile dysfunction ad from airing on broadcast radio or TV between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Advises the FCC to treat these ads as indecent and instruct stations to restrict their broadcast to late night and overnight. So what do you think? I mean, some of the ads are kind of stupid, but I don't know how you draw the line here. And what is it about those ads? Is it the warning that the feds make the drug company put there about side effects, including a 4-hour erection? Please consult your health care provider. Because the conversation, oh, the time is right, or to people in the bathtub, you know, in the sunset, I don't think anybody would even notice. What do you think? What do you think? We'll see where that goes. Hey, what about this one? Nude spray on tan case? Indiana state lawmaker plans to sponsor a bill that would bar adult males from applying spray on tans to female juveniles at tanning salons. Shocked by a recent case where an adult man who works at a tanning salon applied a spray on tan to a nude 15-year-old girl. And it goes on and on and on. And I can understand the upset, but then it turns out there are tanning salons where it's a woman spraying the tan on a nude male. Why is that okay? That's unfair, don't you think? Well, I got to the bottom of this poll only because I was in a state of shock and disbelief. This Zogby poll commissioned by a conservative-leaning O'Leary report found 52% voter support for treating marijuana as a legal tax-regulated substance in California. Well, when I dig a little more, just because I am astounded by it, what can I say? I didn't think I'd live to see the day. With polls, you got to look at the details. I could come up with a poll to show anything you wanted me to show. Just ask the questions right. Listen how they asked the question. The voters were asked, quote, scarce law enforcement and prison resources, a desire to neutralize drug cartels, and the need for new sources of revenue have resurrected the topic of legalizing marijuana. Proponents say it makes sense to tax and regulate the drug. Opponents say the legalization would lead marijuana users to use other illegal drugs. Would you favor or oppose the government's effort to legalize marijuana? So, and not that I'm opposed to the idea. I personally think if we did what they do in Holland, we would have less marijuana use, not more. And we would raise revenue, and it would pull the carpet out from underneath the illegal industry. Well, we're going to see. This might get somewhere, and I am totally fascinated by it. And again, an issue we're just going to have to follow. Something else we've been following for a long time here, a long, long time on this program, and that is: does wine make you healthier, make you live longer? Can we draw some conclusions? May not be what you want to hear, may not be what you thought, but we got to tackle that one. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
A stunning new report from Javelin Research shows identity theft has hit a five-year high, with a record 9.9 million Americans falling victim to this crime last year. In fact, a new identity is stolen every 3 seconds. Now the good news. LifeLock, the leader in identity theft protection, works to stop identity theft before it happens. And what they don't stop, they'll fix at their expense up to $1 million. LifeLock member Paul Fairchild writes, "I've dealt with the results of ID theft for more than 3 years and read all about the so-called solutions. Until LifeLock came along, I never thought I would see an answer to this problem. LifeLock can stop this crime." Well, now you can get instant protection by calling LifeLock at 1-800-603-7572. Call right now. You'll also get 30 days absolutely free. Just use the promo code FREEMONTH. That's 1-800-603-7572. 1-800-603-7572. 1-800-603-7572.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Dr. Dean. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Well, I saw The Doctors last night, and you'll never believe who was on it. Jenny McCarthy. And it was so funny. They were throwing her softballs the whole time. And, of course, she had a pediatrician with her that was on her side, of course. And when they asked him about vaccines and what about all these diseases that vaccines are preventing, his response was, well, those diseases we can deal with. We know how to treat those. But autism, we don't. So better.
Well, what an idiot. And yeah, we know how to treat smallpox. I'd love to see him treat a case of smallpox or treat a case of polio or treat a case of whooping cough. I know that. I know of whom you're speaking. And I only I saw part of one program called The Doctors. And my only curiosity was that just to see the evolution of attempting to do a program like that. And, you know, some of you may remember back in the early 90s, I probably was the first physician to ever have a national television talk show every day on NBC. And it was tough. It's tough to do something responsible and to make it. You know, you can think of what you're up against. And I actually turned in the one program I saw of, quote, The Doctors, was about something came up about vaccinations. And one of the doctors on that program, I forgot who it was, has a buddy who is a semi-anti-vaccinationist and had the guy in the audience in a total setup. And it was kind of all frightening for the sake of makeup and TV. And, you know, I could just see it in all their eyes. Wow, I'm on TV. Now, listen, I understand a part of that, but Jenny McCarthy on a show called The Doctors. And you wonder how that got booked and what's behind it. And I imagine they'll be getting mail, you know, but I love the reasoning. So let me make sure I heard you right, Paul. The doctor said, well, don't worry about those diseases because we can deal with the diseases of autism we don't know how to treat. Did I hear that right?
You did hear it right. And I thought I heard it wrong, but I heard it right. And one other thing that they're pushing now, Jenny McCarthy's pushing, is that when they said that, you know, vaccines have been tested and they don't cause autism. She said that, oh, yeah, but we only test 2 out of the 36 vaccines that we give children. So that's another rumor going around now.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, you wonder, where's her evidence? You know, it's kind of funny that these people, and this is not, it's not just a vaccine issue where this happens. Where folks will all of a sudden cry. It's like the vitamin manufacturers when we come up with, you know, now it's like 13 huge double-blind studies of vitamins compared to placebos that don't work, and they start quite a question of science. Well, that study was done by somebody who's anti-vitamin, and you go, well, wait a second, where was your even attempt at objectivity or science when you peddle these products? Well, I happen on my desk here, I have this very naked picture of Jenny McCarthy in 1993 that's going around on the blogs, and it's great to see at least some anti-Jenny McCarthy stuff. And a lot of people upset that Oprah's giving her going to give her a talk show. She's going to have an opportunity. But in a lot of the blogs, and it's good to remember where she got her start. And part of me doesn't get it. Part of me just doesn't get it. I just always figured that people know about that, you know, actors are actors. That's their expertise. It would be like me doing a, you know, Playboy centerfold. That would be silly, wouldn't it? So I guess people who are confused and think that, you know, Jenny's a doctor and maybe the doctors on the program do. And I'd love to know behind the scenes stuff, because there had to be somebody there who had some sense of this. But it's a popular subject and television is all about the ratings. And that's what it is. And if something's really hot and they call themselves a show, The Doctors, they got to do it. And they pick up on the hot subjects, and it has nothing to do with ethics. It has nothing to do with what's right by the public and the people that they serve. And it's, it's the responsibility falls in your lap as the audience, and that's probably appropriate rather than have Big Brother try to regulate everything and tell people what they can and cannot do. So I support, obviously, the freedom to say what we want in media. And yet I doubt that we are accepting the responsibility we should be accepting by knowing the difference between separating the wheat from the chaff. And when you have an Playboy centerfold telling you about critical medical matters, there's something wrong with the intellectual metal of this country and a subject, right? All right, I want to talk to you about the issue of wine. Will it make you live longer? Will it make you healthier? Let's kind of catch up with what's going on in that field. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. UN officials say tens of thousands of Pakistanis have left their homes as Taliban militants battle with the Pakistani army. Pakistan's president is asking the U.S. for help fighting back against the militants. It is much too dangerous to try and draw containment lines around the out-of-control Jesus Cita fire in the hills above Santa Barbara. That's the word from fire officials on the line. Eight firefighters have been injured so far in this blaze, which has burned more than 1,300 acres. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed the day down 102 points at 8,410, NASDAQ down 4,286 at 1,716, and the S&P 500 down 12 at 907. Lloyd Lindsay-Young forecasting mostly sunny this afternoon with highs all the way to the 80s in the warmest inland locations. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson. And in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 888-261-3316. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes if you qualify. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 888-261-3316. Call right now for your second chance. 888-261-3316. That's 888-261-3316.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage5.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriageandthenumber5.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage5.com.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works. Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now, 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
Home Depot.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back. All right, let's dig into this issue about wine. It is so confusing, and there are two pieces, actually a few pieces in the news, but two particularly I want to focus in on. One is a report from Denmark that the equivalent of half a glass a day, now that's light wine consumption, appears to lead to a longer life. Without getting into the details here, they did, as you would have to, control for socioeconomic status, diet, and other lifestyle habits, because people who drink wine, or maybe people who just drink a half a glass of wine a day, they got to be different. You know, wine and your alcohol preference has a lot to do with who you are in terms of not just social status, but the lifestyle you lead. And this is what makes all this so confusing. There's also a piece today's news about wine, but not liquor, can improve survival with lymphoma. But how would you prove this? Because the only way you do it is you take people and say, okay, how much wine, how much alcohol do you drink? I mean, this is a study that started in the 1960s, part of what's called the Zutphen study, one of these big, massive studies where they look at everything and indeed found this. But that ain't proof. So coming out of the woodwork here, and associated with Harvard University, they're looking for a few brave souls to do what we need to do, a prospective double-blind study of alcohol. Now, how are you going to do that? If you're drinking, you know you're drinking. Well, they're going to have half of the study participants, who will be people 55 and up, randomly chosen to drink either Crystal Light lemonade or raspberry lemonade, their choice, with a little grain alcohol in it, with an unadulterated version. They say no one will know who's getting what because the grain alcohol is going to be tasteless. Their blood will be measured. Their arteries will be evaluated. And this will answer, finally, the long lingering medical question and social question, is alcohol good for you? Or is it just simply a symbol of your lifestyle? Does it prevent heart disease? Does it really cause cancer? And all that, all the studies on that come from studies where we ask people to recall their drinking patterns. Now, this will be underwritten by National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. Don't worry about it. They're already full. They got people lining up for this one. And then they have the naysayers. There are the little goody tissues coming out of the works. Oh, no, you can't do this because we know alcohol can raise the risk of cancer. And these poor people are going to have, you might be causing cancer in for the length of time this trial will be ongoing. This is not an issue. People drink anyway, and they drink a heck of a lot more than the little spike they're going to put into their Crystal Light. So we'll see. It'll be years before we know the answer to that. And if I'm still around, I'll tell you. All right. Let's talk to Chip. How you doing, Chip? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Adell.
Yes, sir.
Spoke to yesterday. I'm starting to feel like Walt. I'd like, you know, you sell the Dr. Adell glasses, reading glasses, in drugstores. And they're always in positive for reading, you know, +1, +1.5, +2, all the way up to 3. And what I'd like is distance ones. Why does your company not have, like, a negative one, which is what I'd like?
Because you're a little nearsighted, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's what it is. And first of all, nobody does. And I'd love to, and I have suggested it. And everybody's kind of afraid of how the optometric laws would be interpreted. I don't see anything that would stop anybody from doing it. In other words, what Chip is saying here. When you get to be 45 years of age, the lens of your eye gets hard and you need reading glasses, which are positive lenses. Why shouldn't a person? And when, by the way, the ability to sell reading glasses over the counter was not instant in all states. New York State, for instance, was the last state to legalize it because of the optician optometric lobby fought it because they obviously want you to come in and spend $150 on a pair of glasses and saw this as a threat. And when it comes to negative lenses for nearsighted people, like why shouldn't someone who's nearsighted who needs a prescription to see in the distance, which is a lot of you, be able to go buy glasses right off the shelf? And the thought is you might get some pushback from certain lobbies. Nobody wants to tackle it. It would be easy as pie. And I'd like to be the one to do it. It's just, you got to gear up for it and be ready for an onslaught. And I have always thought in the world of products and business, it's often, you often don't want to be the first one out there. You know, the pioneers in so many industries are often get battered and shoved around and often have to pave the way. And then the people behind you are the ones who you really make it work. So it's an absolutely, absolutely reasonable idea, Chip. So I compliment you for thinking it. And every once in a while I bring it up and it gets discussed and it would be a big, be a big deal. It would be a big deal and I think would be very, very usable. You'd have to have, as you do with reading glasses, symmetrical eyes. You can't have astigmatism, but, that's what people deal with when they buy reading glasses. Reading glasses over the counter won't work for you if you have a lot of astigmatism or your eyes are asymmetrical. If one eye is a heavy plus and one eye is a lighter plus, etc. So the same thing would deal, but I think millions and millions of people would love to be able to get a spare, at least to have a backup pair of glasses in the car for distance vision in case you lose your prescription glasses. All right. Let's talk to Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling regarding my daughter. She's 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And her body temperature seems to be very, very high. And I'm not talking a fever. I'm just talking when you stand next to her or when she comes to, lay down with me in the bed. She is just generating so much heat from her body that it's so uncomfortable. And at nighttime, she sweats a lot. I mean, I'll go in to check on her, and her head is just drenched in sweat. And she also has a little bit of body odor.
Yeah. Well, the sweat could be contributing to that. I don't know how you tell the difference. I mean, either your body temperature is high or it's not. So when you're separating out a fever from high body temperature, that you're the apples and oranges really are becoming, apples, one or the other. In other words, high body temperature is high body temperature. What you may be sensing is some people, actually, the blood vessels in the surface of their skin radiate their internal core temperature better. So if your internal core temperature, let's say, easy math here, is 100, okay, your skin temperature would be less, but some people's skin temperature is a lot higher and can approach 100 degrees if the blood vessels are dilated, and we're all individuals. And if you think 100 is not a lot, those of you who own a hot tub, or a spa, and you go out to jump in it, you set it to 100. They legally can go up to 104, but 100, you put your feet in, you go in slowly. Wow, that's really hot. That's the temperature of the inside of your body. And yet that kind of feels hot. So I take her temperature. Maggie, just take her temperature. And if her temperature is normal, which I am 100% assured that it is, unless she's hyperthyroid or something like that, which would be very, very unusual, I wouldn't worry too much about it. The sweating and all that, if that's been consistent and has always been there, I'm not sure I'd worry either. But if that's something that happened recently, it's possible she's got a little virus or something like that. But this sounds like this has been where she's been at all along. So take her temperature and call me back if it's high. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Del.
To own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-958-8856. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-958-8856 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-958-8856. That's 800-958-8856. Again, 800-958-8856.
Times aren't over. There's a sense that good things are on the way, and Fremont Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. If you're looking to save on your monthly mortgage payment, we're offering a rate as low as 4.625% APR on our fixed-rate mortgage with no closing cost or points. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our experienced loan officers. They'll process the necessary information to get you started right over the phone. A Fremont Bank mortgage may be your first start in transforming your new outlook. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with a rate as low as 4.625% APR, call 866-341-REFI. Good things are on their way. Be sure to call today.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 4309, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan, and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 2 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
E.com.
Everybody, Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Jason. How you doing, Jason?
Hello, Dr. Dina Dell. It's an honor to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I was wrestling with my cousin last night, and when he had me pinned on the ground, I felt something pop, and I knew it wasn't my back, and all of a sudden my rib is just hurting like crazy right now. I mean, I can't even really move.
Ooh, well, you might want to know if it's broken. Problem with a broken rib is you can't put a splint on it, can you? You can't put a cast on it because you need to breathe. And but what you might want to know if it is broken, whether there's a sharp, pointy part. You know, if you break a stick, you know, you get little sharp, pointy things. Sometimes you can break a stick and it's clean, or it's just a, you know, a transverse kind of a crack and everything is in place, because if you get a little sharp, pointy thing, it can puncture a lining of a chest cavity, lungs, et cetera, et cetera. So I would be remiss not to tell you to get that to get it checked out. Not that they're going to be able to, you know, fix it in a way. They probably tell you about, you know, they can give you some hints and tell you to take some anti-inflammatories and blah blah. But I think you need to know what it is. I think that's important. Giara, this is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Indina Dow. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is 2 days ago, my daughter, she bumped her lower back head onto a corner of a table. We actually made the mistake of waiting a day and a half, but we did take her to ER last night. They did a CT scan on her, and they found out there was nothing but, you know, a concussion. And the reason we actually took her to ER is because she was complaining about a headache all day, and she also had a fever all day, you know, 99 to 100. So we brought her back from the ER because, you know, they said it's just a concussion. She'll have a headache. But at around midnight, she threw up and woke up saying that she had a headache, and then she threw up. So now that was, you know, close to, you know, 12 hours ago. Right now she has a headache. I'm just wondering what the next step is. I mean, should we keep going
I think, yes, I do. I think you should at least call them because they'll have more information. But you got to go back for a sec. When you say she, they sent her home because she just had a concussion. Now, a concussion isn't something you see on an X-ray, and a concussion is defined, and many people are confused by this, is by definition, a concussion is some alteration in consciousness from a blow to the head. A real clear concussion would be knocked out, right? So when she hit her head, what happened? What did she do? Did she seem knocked out or anything?
She's 3 and a half, you know, very free spirit. She just jumped back up. You know, she bumped her head. Right. She's like, uh-oh, and she went on her merry way. And then the next day is when she started, you know, complaining about the headache. And so then
Well, that's why I, you know, and then I would question whether they just, you know, threw out the word concussion to make you feel like something got accomplished there. No, I would call them up. Only because what you do after a head injury is you always observe, and if anything changes, you have to take note. The most important change would be an alteration in the child's, this is a vague word, consciousness, if the child got tired or lethargic or not responsive or confused or any kind of a symptom like that. But throwing up can be, you know, a sign of blood inside the skull cavity, and it can be a whole bunch of other things also. So I just think that would be smart. So I'd advise you give them a call and go from there, see what they say. And I don't be surprised if they ask you to bring her back in, because you know it is not unusual, but the time period here is a little bit long. But of course, it's not unusual to get hit in the head. The X-ray looks fine, and the little teeny trickle of bleeding can increase, you know, after the X-ray is taken. So usually it's happening at the time, and it happens at the from the time of the injury. But there can be a delay, especially in older folks, not so much in kids. With older people, our arteries a little more brittle, and that can change the time course of all that. So I'd call them up, okay? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dunn.
And now for the bonus round. If I'm your uncle's cousin's nephew, who am I?
Michael's mother.
Correct. What's the sound of one hand clapping?
Mungo.
Correct. How many DVDs can you rent from Netflix for only $8.99 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct! Netflix! Over 2 billion movies delivered so far. And now, the ability to watch some movies instantly on your TV for no additional monthly fee. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. Love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show on how record unemployment has increased work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in, claiming they can make hundreds a day? You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome55.com. And it's their integrity that has made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome55.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck. Go to incomeathome55.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and incomeathome55.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Go to incomeathome55.com. Incomeathome55.com. That's incomeathome55.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to Susan. How are you doing, Susan?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew is 22. His tonsils have always been large. He has sleep apnea and snoring, and he smokes cigarettes. He wants to get his tonsils removed, and he's also heard of a nasal surgery to remove obstructions that have helped a couple of his friends with sleep apnea. And I've heard you talk about certain body parts being important and that we shouldn't necessarily be taking things out. And I'm just wondering your opinion about this.
Yeah, well, it's difficult depending on who's looking at them. While it is possible for, you know, huge tonsils to contribute to apnea, it's very tricky. I've just seen a lot of cases where they remove the tonsil, doesn't make a bit of a difference because they didn't look at other factors having to do with apnea. And it is... It needs to be handled by a good sleep person who is going to look at everything going on in his life. I can't tell you the things that get missed. I mean, apnea seems there's a certain part of sleep apnea that may even be genetic. The people with certain neck sizes are more prone to it. And there's also other ways of treating it. I wonder how he would do. And maybe he'll get to this if he has his tonsils removed and that doesn't help him. How he do with a CPAP machine, which pretty much treats it in most people. Yeah, you got to wear a little mask when you're sleeping, but there are other things, as I said, from body weight to alcohol habits. I mean, cigarettes is, I don't know how carefully cigarette smoking has been studied as a cause. And it also sounds to me, I mean, the way you phrased it anyway was he wants to get his tonsils removed. So it's not normally a choice. There's very few surgeries we make the choice about, but there are some. And as opposed to, the professor of ear, nose, and throat surgery at the university and such as wants to remove his tonsils would carry a different weight rate with me. So there's a little hits, runs, and errors. Jeremy, Dr. Riedel here. Not a lot of time, but let's try.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I'd like to start out saying Dr. Adele for Surgeon General.
Oh, thank you.
anyway, I just had a quick question. I was curious about a woman called earlier about metabolism of her young child.
Yep.
And it kind of got me thinking. I have kind of the same problem. I'm 28 years old. I'm a carpenter, and I get full exercise every day, but sometimes at night I'll just sweat like you wouldn't believe.
Yes, well, night sweats need to be taken seriously, especially in a young male, if they started recently. It can happen with people gain weight, if people smoke, viral infections, even something like lymphoma. So if it's always been that way, as far as you can remember, I probably wouldn't pay much mind, because some people have more sweat glands and different thermoregulators. But if it's something that's happened recently, I'd mention it to your doc, all right? All right, that's the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast.
Here's the number to call, 1-866-603-3334, 1-866-603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save